Today we learned Shabbos Daf Samech Tes. At the end of yesterday's daf, we learned that in the opinion of Munvaz, a Tinuk Shenoshma Lebein Ha'akum, somebody who never had any knowledge of the concept of Shabbos, does not have to bring any korbanos for Chil Shabbos. And he learned this from the juxtaposition of two psukim. Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yelechem Lasa Bishkaga, and the Torah says, Va'nevesh Shetasa Biad Rama, which is referring to someone who does B'mezid. So it compares a person who violates B'shogeg to a person who violates B'mezid, meaning that both have to at least have known about Shabbos at some point in order to be Chayiv, including the Shogeg. The Shogeg never knew about Shabbos, and he's not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, okay, that's great according to Munvaz. V'rabbanon, hay Torah achas ma'avdile. What about the Rabbanon who think that even the Tinok Shadishpa is going to be chayiv v'chatas? What do they do with that pasuk? So the Gemara answers that since these psukim appear in the context of Avodah Zarah, we learn that Mala alon davar shechayiv malzdon nukaris val shigoso chatas, av kol davar shechayiv malzdon nukaris val shigoso chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah is something that you chayiv karis if you do it b'mezid, and chatas if done b'shogeg, so too you're only chayiv v'chatas for averus that we would be chayiv kares if you were to do them b'mezid. That's what the Rabbanan do with that pasuk. So then the Gemara moves on to a discussion of how to define shogeg, both according to Munvaz and according to the Rabbanan. So in yesterday's daf, Munvaz even held that somebody who knew that he was doing an Avera at the time of the Avera is still considered a shogeg in chayiv chatas because he simply didn't know that he was chayiv a karban. So the Gemara asks, how can Munvaz classify such a person as a shogeg and not a mezid? The Gemara says, kivan shashogeg b'karban. There was something he didn't know, and that was that there is a chiyuv of a karban for doing this avera. That's enough of a lack of awareness to classify him as a shogeg, even though he knows it's Shabbos and he knows what he's doing is an avera. Still, just the fact that he didn't know that it was a karban is enough of a lack of awareness to pater him from kares and allow him to bring a karban chatas. The definition of shogeg according to the Rabbanan is a little more complicated. That's a machlokas amuroim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivan sheshogeg b'kares afal pishayizid belav. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that the Rabbanan would hold, even if the guy knows it's Shabbos, he knows what he's doing as an Avera, but he doesn't know that he's Chayiv Kares for the Avera, that's enough for him to be called a Shogeg, and he's Chayiv Chatas. Reish Lakish Amar Ad Shishkog Belav Uve Kares. Reish Lakish says, no, if he's going to be a Shogeg, that means he has to not know that what he's doing is Aser. If he knows what he's doing is Aser, and he knows that it's Shabbos, I don't care that he doesn't know exactly what Misa he gets for it, that he gets Kares for it, he's still going to be called a Mezid, unless he doesn't know that what he's doing is an Avera. Rabbi Yochanan uses the pasuk that supports Reish Lakish to teach a different halacha, that a person is chayav a karban if he's shav mi yediyasam, which means that if he would have known that what he's doing is an avera, that would have stopped him from doing it, as opposed to a mumar who doesn't care. He may not know that what he's doing is an avera, but it wouldn't have made a difference. Even if he did know, he still would have done the avera. And the Gemara tries to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is correct from the Mishnah that says a person can be chayiv. The Mishnah 9 Gimel says a person can be chayiv 39 separate karbanos chatas for a single Shabbos if he manages to go through the whole list of all lametes melachos and violate all of them in a single Shabbos. If Reish Lakish were correct that the definition of shogeg is that he knows about the concept of Shabbos but doesn't know that the act that he's doing is an avera, so what does it mean that he knows about the concept of Shabbos and he doesn't know that all 39 melachos are not, what does he know then? If he don't, what kind of concept of Shabbos does he know if he knows nothing about the melachos? So the Gemara answers, no, there is something else to know about Shabbos. The Yada B'Tchumim, he knows about Tchum Shabbos. And we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa, so that's enough to make him a Shogeg and all Lametas Melachos, he's going to be Chayiv 39 Chatos. The Gemara moves on to explore two cases where Abaye believes that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you'd only be Chayiv a Karban if you were Shogeg Belav, if you didn't realize that the act was an Avera. Amar Abaye, Kol Modim B'Shvuas Bitui. First, in the case of Shvuas Bitui, if a person violated a Shvua about something that he will do or did do, he's only Chayiv a Karban if he had forgotten about the Shvua at the time that he violated the Avera. And according to one version of the Gemara, that statement of Abaye is rejected. That was in the parentheses. We didn't read that. V'amar Abaye kol moldim b'truma. The second version is, the second statement of Abaye, rather, is that Abaye suggests that all agree that a person is only obligated to pay back the value of truma plus an extra chomesh if he ate truma b'shogeg, if he was unaware that it was usher for him to eat it. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree in that case that he would only carry such a chiyuv if he didn't know about the lav, if he was shogeg about the lav as well. And then the final major discussion of the daf is about the fascinating case of Hayimahalich b'derech l'bamidbar v'eni yodei emasai Shabbos. A person wakes up, finds himself in the desert, and he has no idea what day Shabbos is. He has no idea what day of the week it is right now, and he doesn't know when to observe Shabbos. So there is a machlokas amaroyim what day he should observe. Amar Rav Huna, mona shisha yom mishamri yom echad. Count 6 weekdays, and then the seventh day you should observe as Shabbos, because just like the creation of the world, Shabbos was the seventh day. So start. Consider it the beginning of creation. Shabbos is the seventh day. Chia bar Rav Omer Mishamar Yom Echad Umon Hashisha. He says no. Tomorrow's Shabbos, and then count 6 days after that. Just like Adam's experience, Adam woke up in the middle of nowhere, not knowing when Shabbos was going to be. He was just created. What did he do? The next day was Shabbos, and then he had six weekdays. So the Gemara says that Bechol Yom V'Yom Oslo Parnasasa Afilu Yoma. Since at the end of the day you don't know what day Shabbos really is, so you're only allowed to work enough to sustain yourself. Each day, you're not allowed to do extra malacha. In even the day that he's keeping as Shabbos, he should work enough to sustain himself, because pikuach nefesh, you got to sustain yourself. The only way that day is recognizable as Shabbos, then all the days are the same. Now you're doing enough to sustain yourself. So what makes that day Shabbos for you? You make kiddush and you say Abdallah. That's what designates that day as Shabbos. That's the only thing you do different. Rava teaches that if the person knows how many days ago he left, but he doesn't remember what day it was, he can assume that it wasn't Shabbos. Meaning he knows he left town 5 days ago, but he doesn't know what day of the week that was, so he can assume that day definitely wasn't Shabbos, because who goes on a trip on Shabbos? What he cannot assume is that it wasn't a Friday, even though you're not supposed to go on a long trip on Friday, but sometimes, you know, you have Yetzer Hara to do it, and you'll do it anyway. So he cannot assume that it wasn't a Friday, he can assume that it was Shabbos. Then the Daf concludes by saying that the Mishnah taught that sometimes a person is chayiv a separate chatos for each Shabbos that he violates, and sometimes he's chayiv a single chatos for all the Shabbosos that he's violated, because there are two psukim, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, and Veshabsosai Tishmaru. One of these psukim is about one observance for many Shabbosos, the other is about a separate observance for each Shabbos, Machlok Samaroim, which pasuk refers to which, but that's how we know that sometimes it could be chayiv one chayiv for many Shabbosos, and sometimes you chayiv a separate chayiv for each and every Shabbos.